Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Hey, don't forget, you can reach out to us during the show, after the show, radio@petworldinsider.com. And some of you did that during the break. Folks, we agree this hyperbaric vet medicine program is exciting. We're going to watch and see where that goes. Don't worry, we'll keep you all up to date with it. And you can bet you drive what we bring to you on Pet World Insider. So don't worry, we've got you covered there. You know, we get a lot of emails in from a lot of you listeners, and we really appreciate that. And we want to do our best to help you out, let you know what we are coming across and what can address the issues that you are all experiencing with your pets. And one of the things that is, you know, heartbreaking is sometimes we'll get in photos and we'll just see these major skin issues. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's heartbreaking, but there are some great solutions out there. One of those great solutions that we've come across is Dr. Rose's Remedies. And we're happy to have online with us Tony DeLeva from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Oh, I am good. But I got to tell you, some of the photos we get in, you know, certainly let us know that some pets are not doing well. Yet I know I've spoken to you. You may have a solution for these different skin issues that they're experiencing. Tell us about it.
I hope so.
Well, good. Well, tell us about it.
I have an all-natural healing salve and spray. It's antifungal, antibacterial, antiseptic, has no gluten, steroids, artificial flavorings, or colorings. And it works on a myriad of skin issues, anything from hot spots in dogs, rain rot in horses.
That is a wide variety there. Now, I also know that you can use this on different wounds and burns.
Yes, sir.
Now,
any type of surgical wound or scrape or scarring that a animal may have, it'll work great. And one of the things about my product is you don't need a lot. You don't need to slather my product on. You just need to use about the amount of lip balm. So a little bit goes a long way with regards to my product.
I think it's amazing. You know, you've also sent us over some photos from some of your clients. And again, the results that we see are really dramatic. It's tragic. Why is there such a need for these types of skin treatments? It just seems that we're increasingly coming across this.
Well, I believe we need to move in the direction of more all natural, because a lot of companies out there have like alcohol in there, or things that might burn or sting an animal's wound.
Right.
And I think it takes longer to heal when they do that. Subsequently, which is why I like my product. It has no alcohol in it. It's strictly 100% herbal. There isn't anything harmful to the animal whatsoever. Even though we have a little bit of tea tree oil in the product, it's non-harmful to cats because it was originally developed for cats. I just think it's a better formula to try to heal a wound than some of the formulas that are out there.
Absolutely. Well, and if you think about it, it makes absolute sense. None of us like the feel. I've got two young daughters, and none of us like that feel of, okay, I'm going to put this, you know, healing, so-called healing on it, and it stings. You know, what happens then as well is they start to itch it. They want to wipe it off. So I couldn't agree with you more on the natural. And, you know, this thing, it really is, as you said, a whole host of different issues. If your pet is having skin issues, whether it's hot spots, and we get a lot of questions about hot spots, this is really a great way for you to treat it. Now, how long does it take once you start using this to see results?
For a hot spot, you could see results in anywhere from 12 to 24 hours.
Really?
It will definitely stop the itch right away, which is one of the reasons why they continue to lick. Now, they're going to continue to lick once you put the stuff on, just out of habit. But sure. As time goes on, they're going to stop licking because it's going to stop itching.
Right.
And which is going to allow it to heal. Even though once you put it on, they lick it off, it still works. I can't answer you why, but it does. And you can get rid of a hot spot in anywhere from 3 to 5 days.
I think that's great. And, I mean, you know, again, folks, for more information on this great product, if you're dealing with these types of issues, visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. Again, that's drrosesremedies.com. Tony, thank you for all you're doing for our pets. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your help, too.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.